It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people gathered in Boulder last night to mourn the 10 people who died this week at a King Soopers. Near the end of the vigil, as the sun set, the crowd did a call and response with the victims' names.
Lynn Murray.
Lynn Murray.
Ricky Olds.
Ricky Olds.
Denny Strong.
About 800 people saw the vigil online. COVID-19 cases have been rising in Pitkin County, and it now has the highest coronavirus rate in the state. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Pitkin is home to Aspen, and like many counties with popular resorts, Pitkin's coronavirus cases tend to increase, along with its number of visitors. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She's encouraging everyone to stick with COVID-19 precautions and get vaccinated when it's their turn.
As much as we are wanting this pandemic to be over, we are not quite there yet. We see locally that we are in this race of vaccinations versus the variant being able to spread.
Sabella says so far, Pitkin County hasn't let any of its allotted doses go to waste. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In southwest Colorado, the Southern Ute Tribe hosted a mass vaccination event Thursday. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The event was originally open to enrolled members of the Southern Ute Tribe and their immediate households, as well as tribal employees, but then was expanded to all county residents and walk-ins, according to a tweet from the Southern Ute Tribe. It was held at the Sky Ute Casino and Resort in Ignacio, the headquarters of the Southern Ute Indian Reservation. Data from the CDC shows American Indian and Alaska Native populations are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19, which has led to prioritization in federal funding for tribes across the country. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Protesters accused of barricading an Aurora police station last summer had kidnapping charges thrown out Thursday. They were members of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, demonstrating against the Aurora Police Department for the death of Elijah McClain. The three protesters, Joel Northam, Whitney Lucero, and Lillian House, still face lesser charges connected to the demonstration. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.